This is the final one for 2025.
I know. How does it come up so quickly?
Our travel guide, Sally Lucas. Haven't been with you for a while, so
no,
this
you
is
haven't,
my
Mark.
Pleasure too.
Yeah, it's a nice one to finish up the end of the year, just the two of us.
Exactly. Now, this is one for perhaps you'll be looking at for people that may want to travel this time next year.
Yes, yes. Thinking ahead, talking about some traditions of Christmas, not ours. We know what ours are already. Mm-hmm. So talking about other people's traditions and some of the beautiful markets you could visit and then start already. The Christmas cruises are out for next year already. Get in early. You're going to get some discounts and we can just talk a little bit about what you can expect.
Your Christmas travel traditions around the world. Well, while you may very well be enjoying a very warm Christmas here in Newcastle and the Hunter, you might be thinking, I want to change by the time next December rolls around. And Sally, let's take a look at some of those Christmas traditions around the world that we may be able to be a part of by the time we're still here doing Talking Travel next year.
Well, I hope I'm still here anyway.
No, you're not allowed to leave. We've told you this.
Dennis and I are not allowed to leave.
Yeah,
I know. New contracts for the new year. Okay, so I just thought we'd talk about some of these. Obviously, there's heaps and there's lots of countries, obviously, that don't even celebrate Christmas because it's not part of their religion or their beliefs, and that's fine. But you can have anything from, like, candlelit streets in Colombia to quirky KFC dinners in Japan, as you've probably heard. That's become their...
I think that's an amazing thing.
I think it's
thing.
Just such a funny thing when you think how beautiful Japanese food is. Mm. And here they go having KFC for Christmas lunch.
Well, look at it this way, Sally. I mean, as with anything, you do your normal things, so then Christmas is something special.
Special.
Is that the right word?
Well, yeah, well.
The 11 herbs
I guess
and
what's
spices?
Special to one may not be as different to everybody, isn't it? So how Christmas is celebrated across the world, I guess, is a fascinating area of different stories and cultures and traditions and so on. So, for example, in Colombia, as we just mentioned, they perform pranks.
I got a couple of family members that would love that.
Well, there you go. Yeah, send them off to Colombia.
Yeah, they can go. I'll stay here.
But like even in places where Christmas isn't a religious holiday, you find that people join in, like, you know, being an event, a festival atmosphere, a festive time. You're joining in with friends and family, and you know, it's just one of those times of the year that everyone seems to try and make an effort to get together with family and friends, whatever you can and whenever you can, you know, depending on where they are. But some of the traditions, I just thought we'd look at some of these. Now, in Germany, one of their most major features is their night market. And their markets, of course, in Europe are just
Yeah, there's
amazing.
Markets and there's markets, aren't there?
Yeah, exactly right. And they have, you know, these wonderful open-air markets that transform, you know, their town squares into these wonderful festive places filled with lights and handmade crafts and foods and chestnuts and gingerbread and mulled wine and, you know, all of this. And they also observe the Advent counting down the weeks before Christmas, you know, so that's another thing. Then on the evening of December the 5th, German children clean and polish a shoe or a boot, place it outside their bedroom door or by the front doorway before they go to bed. Now, this isn't for Santa Claus, but for Saint Nicholas. Saint Nicholas, they say. It's a kind of sort of gift-giving figure that's honoured across Europe. So Saint Nicholas is different. So apparently, according to tradition, he visits during the night and he fills the shoe with treats and small gifts to a child that has been good.
It wouldn't want to be an old stinky shoe, though, would it?
You hope they're cleaning it on the inside as well as on the outside.
Good old mum will come in handy for that, I'm sure.
So apparently well-behaved children find sweets and surprises in their shoes, and the ones that haven't been might find a bunch of twigs or a stick.
Hang on. As long as these sweets and chocolates and lollies are wrapped,
well,
they better
course.
Be wrapped,
oh,
aren't
I'm
they?
Sure they'd be wrapped. I'm sure they'd be wrapped. But right. Also they leave a carrot or some hay in the shoe for St. Nicholas's horse as a token of thanks. Good on them. That's been nice. Mm-hmm. We've already said about KFC in Japan, which I said it became after a successful advertising campaign in 1970s.
Evidently.
In the 1970s. Can you believe it? Mm. And then they've just taken it on board, you know, and that's it now. But cities across Japan are also famous for their wonderful winter illuminations there and their ice sculptures, et cetera, is that. So that's something else that's done in Japan. The Philippines, it's the country with the longest Christmas celebration. They start as early as September and it goes into January. My God.
That's a bit full on.
We complain here that we think it starts too
early.
Or Easter starts too early or whatever, you know.
So September through January.
Yes. And because it's a country deeply rooted in religion, the majority of the population are Christian, but they have all these series of 9 early morning church services leading up to Christmas Day, and homes and streets are decorated with lanterns, which symbolise the Star of Bethlehem. And, yeah, so it's really, yeah, it's a big thing for them, the whole celebration. Colombia, as I said, they all prank each other, so that's something very different, of course, but they still indulge in carol singing and prayers and all that as well. Mexico, they have a vibrant celebration there as well. And that is a key tradition is Las Posadas, which takes place from December 16 to 24. And these nightly events reenact Mary and Joseph's search for shelter through singing and candlelit processions and visits from house to house. So, look, they're all different, but we've got a few more anyway to get through and some markets as well.
Well, that's Travel Guide Sally Lucas, who is literally taking us on a Christmas trip around the world. Sally, some more of those Christmas traditions, please.
Yes. Now, I was just finishing off with Mexico there, and I just wanted to mention, too, they also have that lovely tradition of the piñatas, you know, where they break them open, and they have star-shaped ones that symbolise hope and faith. And then they just have food such as tamales and warm fruit drinks and sweetbreads, etc. Now, Iceland, that's very different. You can imagine how dark a winter would be in Iceland.
Yeah.
My goodness gracious me, I don't know how they do it there. But they are heavily influenced more by folklore and the country's long, dark winters. So instead of
You're not selling that too well.
I know, but instead of Santa Claus, well, all of those places, I don't know whether I could live there. I love them, but the winters, you know, it'd be hard to get used to, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I guess that's all they've known, so you get used to it.
It just becomes what it is, you know, and then you go somewhere where it's hot, I suppose, you just get used to that. I mean, we've got a very warm couple of days, so you just get used to it.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, to a point.
So Iceland has what they call 13 Yule lads, and they're mischievous figures who visit children in the days leading up to Christmas. And another legendary figure is the Yule cat, which is said to eat children who do not receive new clothes for Christmas.
I'll tell you what.
So that's some very strange traditions there.
It's very strange. That is definitely a cat thing. It's a cat thing, isn't it? You got to wonder how these traditions started. It probably was started with, you know how they all started? Well, just have one more drink. That's how they and then we've got
more
a giant cat that eats
people. Another one of their traditions, moving right along, is called the Christmas Book Flood, where books are exchanged on Christmas Eve and they read them throughout the night.
All night? No.
So there you go. That's really different. Now, of course, unlike all these areas that are snowy, as I said before, we know what we do, the Aussie Christmas. And that really does vary. There are still people who follow that English way or the European way of the traditional, you know, roast dinners and all the trimmings. And there's the others that do the seafood. And as Gavin Foreman said to you during the week, he came out here and he couldn't believe we were eating seafood for Christmas, you know, because he's traditionally eating turkey or whatever it was, you know.
Yeah, so it's like, Gav, there is more to life than just potatoes.
And then spuds, even though he's from Ireland.
I do love potatoes.
But I do too. That's the Irish blood in me, you know.
Yeah.
It is on my mum's side anyway, so there you go. But, yeah, some of us have backyard gatherings or you get people go off for a swim first and, you know, they have a swim and have a chill day. So our Christmas, I think, varies greatly as well, depending on where your origins are. And we've got such a lovely multicultural country that we celebrate in all sorts of different ways and forms, which is great. But mainly in Europe, of course, reminding them that they mainly celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve. That's their main celebration in most European countries. Christmas Eve is the actual day of the big dinner, but they don't forget lunch either. They still sit.
Right. So what you're saying, Sally, is that they have two. We're missing out because we have one. So Christmas tradition said, super quick before we move on, the big thing during the week, passport changes.
And don't forget before we get on to that get in early. There's already your Christmas cruises out, the river cruises for next Christmas next year, where you can visit all the beautiful markets. Now, depending on which of the rivers you're going on, you know, Strasbourg, Vienna, Basel, Budapest, Paris, all these cities have some of the most wonderful Christmas as well.
I'll take one that's not frozen.
Yeah. But also the Nordic Christmas is very different as well. As they have a tradition there. They have homemade what they call glögg, which is a Scandinavian warming drink for winter travellers.
G-L-O-G?
O-double-G.
I thought it's a GR. It's like grog. Yeah,
no,
I've heard of that.
Glog, but glog. It might be because it comes from a term meaning, a Swedish term meaning glögdat vin, the glowing wine. Yeah, so there you go.
Right the first time.
So, yeah, so that's one of their specialties as well. So, look, there's lots of wonderful, as I said, traditions all around the world. But, yes, some of the markets are just stunning. So if you want to get in early, there are lots of early bird deals out for your Christmas market voyages for next year. You know, this year, okay, you're going to swelter here. Oh, we're not going to swelter on Christmas Day, are we? They said it's going to be quite mild, I think.
Yeah, look,
very
at this,
hot leading up, but
yeah,
then
up to then, yeah, yeah. Early to mid-20s. So
yeah,
that's
that'll be nice.
Good.
Pleasant.
I'll take that.
Back to passports, as I said, I heard you during the week talking about the increase in passports, and of course it's only $10, we say only $10, but the actual cost of our passport is one of the dearest in the world. It's going to be $422 as of 1 January, but if you get it in before, then no matter when it's actually issued, you'll still pay the current fee. So it's not going to send you to the poorhouse, it's only a couple of cups of coffee, I suppose, if you want to look at it that way. But just to give you an idea, like a US passport's $165, which is about $250 Australian.
A
UK passport's £94, which is about $190. New Zealand, $247, which will be a little bit less. But they're saying that the reason that ours are so high is it's a high quality document with a level of technological sophistication backed by rigorous anti-fraud measures, which ensures its integrity. But it's also a key reason why Australian passport holders receive visa-free access to over 180 countries because of the security of our passport. And the only other country that holds top pole position in that is Singapore. They have access to 193 countries. We sit in seventh position of the world's most powerful passports. And wait for this. A Singaporean passport only costs you 70 Singapore dollars, which is about 82 Australian.
Right, okay. So all the
and
other...
they're the top.
Yeah, and we're almost there. So, right, so all the other hullabaloo about the extra measures, we could be doing it a lot cheaper, but we won't be.
But we won't be, no.
And Sally, as always, we have to end with some hot deals. So what are the hot deals around the place at the moment?
Well, you can imagine this time of the year, everyone that's going away has gone or is going, so we don't get quite as many hot deals just for the imminent time because
we get the lukewarm ones.
Yeah, so the main ones will be for next year now, but just there are a few that are still going. If you're still looking at booking something by the end of this month, which isn't that far away, by the 31st of December, Chimu Adventures, who operate lots of adventure-based programs from Antarctica to the Arctic, you name it, they go there. They've got a lot of rebates still available until, as I said, the end of the month. So consider that if you're looking at more an adventure-based itinerary, whether it's South Shetlands and the Antarctic, as I said, or the Antarctic Peninsula, or the Northern Lights, Eastern Greenland, all sorts. Some of them got 15%, some have got 40% off. So it varies depending on the tour and the duration. Also, you've got as well some river cruises and solo travel offers with APT. These offers all end 31st of December as well. And again, it varies on what tour you're on as to what your rebate is. And they've got some like the Britain and Ireland Explorer 13-day, a 15-day tour, Barcelona to Istanbul, etc. And also on some river cruises as well, and luxury Australia tours, and also on Asian river cruises. So that again, up till then. Now, if you're a hiker, walker, whatever you want to say, there's a cherry blossom sale on all of 2026 Japan walks, where you can save up to $800 per person, and that also ends on 31st of December. And your favourite, Hurtigruten.
It's just the name. Again, I have to say, I've no association with this company. It's just that I'd love that name.
I know you do. Now, they've got a Boxing Day sale, would you believe? But you can book up again up until 31 December, and you can get up to 50% off some of their itineraries, which is really quite fantastic. And Travel Marvel has got all sorts of discounts on their range of tours for 2026 for a limited time. It goes through till 7 January or until sold out. Now, they go everything from, Europe river cruises to Australian tours, fjords of New Zealand, Asia, Africa, South America, you name it. So you've got a whole range of there that takes you through to the 7th of January. And also Bunnik Tours have got a range of discounts ranging anything from $1,000 to $2,500 per person off a range of their itineraries. And what's good about there, it's all small group touring, which is wonderful. And most of their packages also include airfares, which is, I think, a bonus as well. And just sort of quickly throw in there, I know it's been announced earlier, But with the new service we're going to have come March next year with Jetstar, which is just that one-stop service via Bali to Singapore, I think that's fantastic that we've got that availability now to get as far as from Newcastle to Singapore with just a 90-minute layover in Bali. And I bet you wait in time, someone will get on board and there'll be connections through to Europe from Singapore. I reckon that'll come eventually.
Yes, the whole way how we plan our travel is evolving. And like I said, in a couple of years, Sally, it may be very, very different to some of those far-flung localities across the world.
But even just within Australia, like for us now to go from Newcastle to Perth, you know, to visit our family, it's just fantastic that I don't have to go down that horrible, bloody, excuse my French, M1, when you never know when there's going to be a pile-up. Like, I always go the night before. Unless maybe if it's a late afternoon departure, I'd go down the same day. But if I'm going anything up till lunchtime out of Sydney, I'd rather pay for a night's accommodation at the airport and have peace of mind, know that I can just stroll across to the terminal and hop on the plane. But, you know, everybody's different, but that's how I like to do it, so I'm not stressed.
All right. That's a whole lot of conversation for 2026, which I'm sure we'll have with Sally Lucas. Have yourself a great Christmas, Sally. You've got to do some nice things on the way.
We're having a lovely Christmas day with shared family and friends. I'd also like to mention, and I know this is going to be a change for everyone, and we don't like change, a lot of us, but our program is changing next year from a Friday to a Tuesday. So just to keep that in mind, and we'll be starting back on, I'm just trying to think what the date is. I think it's the 6th of February.
Third of February
is the Tuesday, I think. Tuesday the 3rd of February. I'm pretty sure that's right anyway. And it'll still be the 1 o'clock time slot. We're looking forward to talking to you, all our listeners, then. And just want to really wish everyone safe travels if you are travelling. Have a wonderful Christmas shared with your family and friends. And we just look forward to, obviously, entertaining you with some travel ideas and tips for 2026.
As always, Sally, have a great Christmas, and we'll look forward to next year. Have a great one.
Thanks, Mark.
That's Talking Travel with our travel guide, Sally Lucas, done for 2025.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. Topics range from gardening to health, well-being, pet care, and travel. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.